Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. So today's message, we're going to be talking about America is choosing Barabbas and crucifying Christ. America is crucifying Christ. Meanwhile, they're choosing Barabbas. This comes out of Matthew chapter 27, verse 17. At that time, they were holding a notorious prisoner named Barabbas. So when the crowd had assembled, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who's called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy they had handed Jesus over. Now you need to understand something today. In America, we are choosing Barabbas. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ put Donald Trump as the presidency, and the people are choosing Barabbas. I'm here to tell you that Donald Trump isn't perfect like Jesus Christ, but he is good for America in this time, but the people don't want him. Just like the people don't want Barabbas. Or they wanted Barabbas and they wanted to crucify Christ. Now you need to understand that America has chosen evil and they want to crucify Donald Trump. Now, how can the people, when God has put Donald Trump as our presidency, in our presidency, and using Donald Trump to make us a nationalist sovereign country, the people are rejecting good. You see, the people are rejecting good. Now, Donald Trump wants to empower humanity. Donald Trump wants to make America and the world to be free and more prosperous. But the people have rejected him. Now, I'm here to tell you that today that people, a lot of CEOs of this company, they are taking direct orders from Satan in this three-dimensional. They are they're using technology to control the minds of the American people. And I'm here to tell you what the Bible says, that the crowds of people, the masses, the mob of people, they chose Barabbas by the influence of the priest and the preachers. You need to understand, at one moment, the people, they believed that Jesus was the Son of David, that He was the Messiah. They trusted Jesus as God. Then all of a sudden, through the influence of the priest, through the influence of the preachers, that they somehow went to calling Him the Messiah to saying, "Crucify Him." Isn't it amazing, out of jealousy and envy and the influence of our so-called leaders, that we can turn a group of people to once said, "He's the Messiah," to crucify Him? I don't know about you today, but today in America, there's preachers that are influencing people to choose Barabbas. I don't know how many Christians that I've talked to who doesn't seem to get it. They don't want Jesus, they want Barabbas. How many Christians influenced by their mind control preachers now want Barabbas? When Jesus has put Donald Trump to not only to bring jobs back to America, not only to make America wealthy, not only to make America great again, but the people, the mobs, they want Barabbas. Yes, we are in a very strong spiritual war today, where Satan has literally taken over the church, where these preachers now are influencing their congregations to free Barabbas. Now, as you watch the news, you see that the gates of hell is literally coming against Donald Trump in the White House. We always knew that Satan was in Washington, D.C., but I'm here to tell you today that Satan literally is moving against Donald Trump. And you can see this in the media, and you can see how General Flynn literally had to resign because of this great evil. Now, let me begin to tell you something. We are in the crossroads right now. God has given us time to breathe with Donald Trump as our president. He's given America a time before we're ultimately destroyed. We see this in Hollywood with the great evil actors rising up. We see literally the floodgates of hell taking over the minds of people. We are in a spiritual war, and I'm here to tell you today that great evil is moving on America like you have never seen. America is choosing Barabbas. Meanwhile, they're crucifying Christ. So if you turn with me to the Bibles in Matthew 27, verse 17. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Which one? Or Barabbas? Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest, out of jealousy, out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. And who was jealous of Jesus? Well, it was the preachers, it was the priest, it was the church. And some of you have to realize today that it was the church that crucified Jesus Christ, and he's doing it today. Churches have taken Jesus right out of the church. There's no cross anymore. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you something today, that we are in a spiritual war for America. And I'm here to tell you that we are in a crossroads. For the Bible says in verse 18, "For he knew it was out of jealousy that they had handed Jesus over to him." While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him a message, "Don't have anything to do with this innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Who was it that persuaded the crowds? Who was it that persuaded the multitudes of people? Who was it? Well, it was the priest. It was the priest. It was the preachers who had raised an insurrection and who had committed murder and to destroy Jesus, whose voice was never heard in their streets, who had during the space of 3 years and a half gone about unweariedly from village to village, instructing the ignorant, healing the disease, and raising the dead. Who was it? What a fickle crowd. A little before, they all hailed him as the Son of David and acknowledged him as a gift from God. Now they prefer a murderer to him. All of a sudden, they hailed him as the Son of David. They acknowledged that Jesus was a gift from God. They knew that Jesus was God, and now they prefer the murderer, Barabbas, just like you know that Trump is from Jesus right now. We all know that Trump is from God right now. But the people, they want Barabbas. But this, it appears that they did at the instigation of the chief priest. We see here how dangerous wicked priests are in the Church of Christ when pastors are corrupt. It was the corruption of the church, of the preachers, of the pastors, and they were incapable. They were capable of inducing their flocks to prefer Barabbas over Jesus, the world to God, and the pleasures of sense to the salvation of their souls. Yes, here we have this. We have the evil satanic pastors, the evil satanic priests, the pastors of the mainstream church, the evil priests of the Catholic churches. What are they doing to the souls and to the mobs and to the multitudes of people today in 2017? What are they doing? They're persuading them to free Barabbas. Why? They want to crucify Christ right now. Oh, come on, somebody. The globalists are launching a counter coup on Trump right now. America has chosen evil and they want to crucify Donald Trump. The American church literally has taken Jesus out of the church and taken crosses down. Right now, recently, they had a very good man, General Flynn, who was a patriot, and now he resigned over this evil. Meanwhile, Trump wants America and the world to be free. He wants to bring jobs back to America and make us wealthy again. He wants to close our borders. Meanwhile, the mob of people in Hollywood and around the country, they want Barabbas. It seems they don't want to be free. It seems they don't want to be wealthy. And it seems they don't want Jesus back in America. And so we watch the news today, and they say that General Flynn violated the Logan Act. Meanwhile, years after year, politicians, they all go and they sit under the Bilderberg Group. They all sit under this group, and which violates the Logan Act. And right now in America, the spirit of America and freedom is being stolen. Why? Because the people have chosen Barabbas, and we're at this point in America right now that God is asking America, will you choose Barabbas or will you choose Jesus? And it seems like year after year, the crowds that are manipulated by the evil and corrupt pastors and priests has not only influenced the multitude of people to crucify Christ, but to embrace Barabbas. I don't know why the church and these preachers are teaching you to embrace evil and sell your soul to Satan, teaching you to sell your soul to Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. This is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But the American spirit is being stolen. And so Jesus Christ, He puts Donald Trump, our last hope, He puts Donald Trump to try to renew the American spirit, to try to build factories in black areas. Yes, oh my gosh. We have Donald Trump right now. He wants to bring Jesus back to America. And what do they say Donald Trump is? A Russian agent. And all Donald Trump wants to do is he wants sovereignty. He wants to close our borders. And right now there's a real struggle against evil taking place on this planet. And we have Satan in the White House. Yes. And they want to destroy Donald Trump. And I'm here to tell you, if you sign on to this evil, you have to remember what side you are on and what side that you have chosen. We know that General Flynn was blackmailed to resign. We know the National Security Advisor was blackmailed to resign because he talked to a Russian ambassador about sanctions. They said he lied, but he didn't lie. This is evil. Flynn should have never resigned. He should not resign. This is the great satanic evil that's moving in not only on America, but on the White House. It has moved in on our churches. And let me tell you what the Bible says, that the priests and the preachers, they have influence, just like they're doing today in America. They have influenced the crowds, the mobs of people, the congregation of people to let Barabbas the murderer go free. Why they crucify Christ? The church is crucifying Christ right now because they have taken Jesus out of the church. They have taken the cross down. Yes, I'm here to tell you, This is what these evil satanic globalists, they want a war with Russia. And they want open borders to Islam. And they want to say that Donald Trump is a Russian agent. And meanwhile, Jesus and Trump wants to bring Jesus back to America, wants to close our borders, wants to make us a free country again. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. We're in some deep trouble. This is evil that American people want to choose Barabbas today. And so when you go to me in verse 20, Matthew chapter 27, verse 20, you're going to see, but the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Which of the two do you want me to release? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then? When Jesus, who is called Messiah, passed, they all answered, crucify him. How can a multitude or a mass of people turn so evil? How can a group of people hail Hitler? How can a group of people, you know, Satan can persuade not just one mind, but groups of minds. He's in the business. And who does he use? He uses the preachers. He uses the priests to change the whole mindset. And this is where you get cults from. And not only our preaching today, when you need to understand, what did they do? They said, crucify Jesus Christ. Why let Barabbas go free? Oh my gosh, we need Jesus. When Pilate saw this in verse 24, that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting. Who took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd? I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility. And the people answered, his blood is on us and our children. You see, in America today, we have groups of people now. They want to free Barabbas the murderer, and they want to crucify Christ. I mean, can you not see what God is asking America? Are you going to choose Barabbas or Jesus Christ? We have a man as our presidency right now who literally wants to bring Jesus back to America, who literally wants to close our borders, who literally wants to bring jobs back in America. And you know, we were at a crossroads in 2016. Were we either going to choose Satan or Jesus? And I'm here to tell you right now that we chose Jesus when we put Donald Trump as in our presidency. But now I'm here to tell you, the groups of people now have a choice. Are they going to choose Jesus or Barabbas? Oh, come on, somebody. We all need to support our president. We all need to support Donald Trump. And I'm so sick of these evil priests and preachers today. I mean, they are satanic. And they are using their power like they did in the Bible to persuade the crowd of people to ask for Barabbas to be free and for Jesus to be executed. Oh, come on, guys, come on. So how irresponsible and unruly is a mob? Let those who hold the view behold this case in which the voice of the people was the voice of Satan. I'm here to tell you today in America that the voice of so many people in Hollywood is actually the voice of Satan. It was the voice of the people that said to Aaron, make us gods and go before us. It was the voice of the people that turned out the garlands and oxen to do sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. Now in Acts 14 verse 11, now when the people saw that what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying to the Laodiceans language, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. You see, it was the voice of the people that shouted Hosanna to the Son of David on Sunday. And before the week ended, they shouted, Crucify Him! Crucify Him! It was the voice of the people, and I'm here to tell you it's the voice of the people today. You're either going to shout Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. You're either all going to gather around Donald Trump and support him and pray for him, or are you going to say Crucify, Crucify Him. Who over the herd would wish to reign, fantastic, fickle, fierce, and vain. Vain as a leaf upon a stream, and fickle as the changeful dream. Fantastic as a woman's mood, and as fierce and frenzy, fevered blood. Thou many-headed monster things, oh, who would wish to be thy king? What a triumph, evil, and a horrible choice of Barabbas instead of Christ. It was not enough that the Prince of Life be rejected. Such was the cunning of the evil one that the Lord's chosen people shouted their preference for a brutal criminal instead. There is a pattern in this perverted choice that extended endlessly through man's spiritual history. Rejection of the truth always results in the acceptance of something else. As Paul said, they shall turn away their ears from truth and shall be turned unto fables. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, for the time will come when men will not tolerate sound doctrine, but with itching ears they will gather around themselves teaching to suit their own desires. So they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of evangelists, fulfill your ministry. You see, today, when men turn away from Christ, they accept Karl Marx. I can go on to say, when people turn away, when they don't support Donald Trump, and what do they want? They'd rather have evil Hillary Clinton. They would rather choose Satan. But the good news is that American people did choose the way of Christ. Now I'm here to tell you today that we need to support our president. We need to support Donald Trump. We need to pray for him. Because I'm telling you, the floodgates of hell right now want you to let Barabbas go free. There's so many satanic evil preachers on the pulpit today that are convincing the multitude of people. And that's where it starts, with the people. Remember, it wasn't the government that crucified Jesus Christ, but it was the people that crucified Jesus Christ. And how did the people turn to Barabbas? Well, it was the persuasion of the preachers. It was the persuasion of the church leaders. See, who persuaded the multitude to crucify Jesus? It was the church. Who persuaded them? It was the preachers. Who is persuading you right now to crucify Jesus? Well, it's the preachers in your church. You know this because they've taken the cross and Jesus down. You know this today because Satan now controls the church. We know this today because Satan now is riding in his Escalade. We know this today because Satan is playing with people's emotions. We know this today is because Satan is the treasurer. He's taking the money from the community. He is robbing you of everything you got and even your spirit. And he is taking the American dream from you. Satan has infiltrated himself in the church. And yes, he is behind the pulpit with his pimp wife. And they're playing with your emotions. And they're there to indoctrinate you so you will let Barabbas go free and crucify Jesus Christ. They've taken crosses down. They've taken Jesus out of the church. Yes, Satan literally now wants to persuade the multitude to the release of a prisoner was to be to the people and not to the rulers. But the rulers, therefore, in order to secure the condemnation of Jesus, urged on the people to demand Barabbas. The people were greatly under the influence of the preachers, the priests, the priests in the Catholic Church, the preachers in the Methodist, the preachers in the Baptist, the preachers in the non-denominational. It was the preachers that were guilty of, when America goes under, it will be the preachers. They will be judged the hardest. Because they ultimately have influenced the people. They've ultimately influenced the mob of people. Why? To crucify Christ and to free Barabbas. And so the Galileans among the citizens of Jerusalem were held in contempt. The priests turned the pretensions of Jesus into ridicule. Hence, in a popular tumult among the flexible and changing multitudes, they easily excited them. Who but a little before had cried, Hosanna? What do they do now? They cried, crucify him. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. So the multitude of people, they trusted him. Because why? Because they had the title of a preacher. When the Bible says that you should call no man your father. But here we have the evil priest telling the multitudes, call me father, father, when he was the very one to persuade the multitude. You see, you have to understand it was the church that sent Jesus to be crucified. I'm here to tell you today, the church was always the tool to crucify Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus always wanted, he always loved the church, but the church never loved him back. Jesus always loved the world, but the world crucified him. So therefore, I'm here to tell you, America has a choice, and the people of America have a choice. Are you going to support Donald Trump? Are you going to pray for Donald Trump? Why the gates of hell have flooded around him? Why he's trying to do something good for America? Or are you going to say, free Barabbas and crucify Jesus? You see, it was always the multitude of people. Usually the multitude of people were always persuaded by the religious leaders. And today, Satan now fills the church. Satan now controls the church. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. So meanwhile, we see good patriots like General Flynn being blackmailed to resign because so-called violating the Logan Act. When this all of a sudden has come up, they're not playing fair. They never do. And now, when he should never have resigned, we should have stayed right in office as the National Security Advisor, and now he's being blackmailed by Satan. So the globalists are launching this counter coup on Donald Trump and America. You literally need Jesus back in America. You have to support your president. Support Donald Trump. Because I'm here to tell you, these dangerous, wicked preachers and priests, they're in the church today. And when the pastors go corrupt, when the preachers go corrupt, they are capable of inducing their flocks to prefer Barabbas than to Jesus. And that exactly is what's happening. Pastors have turned corrupt. And they are capable of inducing their flock to prefer Barabbas than Jesus. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Jesus back in our church. And how can a crowd of people once say, Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, flip and say, crucify him? Well, it's the leaders in the church. Your corrupt pastor, be careful, because he could be taking you to hell with him. And I have a sermon on that. I'm here to tell you today, Only Jesus can save you. Your corrupt preacher is taking you to hell with him. And he is saying, free Barabbas and crucify Jesus. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now.